Oh my
God.
I just got beer all over the board. Not a good start. Not a good look.
Oh, oh shit.
Okay. Episode.
This is going to be our hopefully first long distance, good quality episode. Right.
Well, hopefully. I guess we'll find out. I mean, I think the viewers are actually going to be the first people to find out. Well, and you that editing it. But episode 56, On Tap with the Boys, we're back. Three of us, Cody, Tyler, and Dalton, are here today. And Cody is still remote in Fargo, North Dakota. But we're going to see what we can do here. What do you guys say about that?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it'll be interesting to check it out, see what the quality of this one's going to be. Because every other Zoom audio that we've ever recorded just sounds like poo-poo.
Yeah, as long as we could have gotten like some of these people that we recorded had good audio shit on their end, we'll find out. But episode 56 On Tap with the Boys, let's get it.
You are now listening to On Tap with the Boys, a podcast about beer, bad decisions, and bad friends, with your hosts Cody, Tyler, Dalton, and Tucker.
Could you hear any of that?
Yeah, I could hear the whole thing.
Were you mouthing that the whole time, or were you actually talking?
No, I was just mouthing.
We were worried we lost your audio.
We're like, oh, shit. Yeah. I don't think I've talked to you guys in a couple of days. I got my wisdom teeth taken out on Tuesday. Today's the first day that I can actually talk normal.
I've been trying to avoid talking to you the past couple of days, actually.
I've had like a rough patch these last couple days. One, because my mouth has been in a lot of pain, but also two, I've had enough time off of work to really think about the dentist and how my dentist literally roasted me in front of his dental assistants and everything that was in the room when I was getting my pre-surgery exam.
Yeah.
And he was talking to me like what they can do when they have me under. And we were sitting there and he goes like, when you're in the surgery, like we can obviously like
rape
do
you.
Anything. So like if we need to take out more than what those, just the wisdom teeth, we can. And he's also like, and if you want, we could fix your gap tooth. And I'm like,
oh my God.
I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, well, that gap in your teeth. I'm like, oh, okay. I didn't realize there was a gap in my teeth. I didn't think it was that bad. So thank you for that.
I bet you that's a tactic.
The fucking train tunnel you got.
I was like, geez, okay. Well, also, no dental insurance, no coverage at all. So yeah. Thanks, Delta Dental. Fuck you. I don't know what I'm paying monthly for. They didn't pay one penny for my wisdom teeth getting taken out. So, you know, that sucks.
So you need people to buy the merch so that you can afford your wisdom teeth removal.
That's a good point.
We had Dan's couch fund, and now we've got Cody's tooth fund.
Cody's gap tooth fund.
Cody's tooth fund. So yeah, so that's been my week, just kind of dealing with that pain.
Did you want to talk about,
just kind
of
chilling.
Were you scared of being raped at all when you were put under? You talked to me.
That whole thing, yeah.
Yeah.
It was not an orthodontist. This was a real surgery place. Like, I went to a place that just performs facial surgeries. So, like, they do plastic surgery, with, like, teeth getting taken out. If you have to get put under, that you can't do it at the dentist or whatever. The dentist I go to here is a little bit smaller. So, I think, I don't know what the difference between a dentist and an orthodontist is, to be honest. But this place was just a surgery place.
Do you want me to explain?
I had nothing to worry about. Yeah.
Well, orthodontists are literally just braces and stuff. So I talked to insider.
And stuff.
No, just braces. I talked to an insider informant, and they said they never put anybody under, that it's only braces, and they only, that would be dental surgery. Exactly what you did would be what you guys are talking about.
So did you go under, Cody?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because you were saying you talk to people that you've heard about people being raped when they're under or something.
What?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know about rape. This is like one of those friend of a friend things.
Yeah.
But I have heard from multiple people that, and this was on actually You Betcha Radio, they talked about this, that orthodontists are fucking creepy. And that's like a recurring theme. And apparently they're wrong, because you just told me that orthodontists do not put you under. But the way they were explaining to me is that they had known multiple, maybe it was just dentists in general, that had done some weird shit to the clients when they were put under.
Weird.
Cancel them. canceled.
And we're talking, there's three people here at You Betcha that I've talked to that say the same thing, that they think dentists are creepy as fuck. And they've heard of some scenario where some dentist did some weird shit.
How weird? Have you been put under before?
Yes. This will be my third time. Second time.
My first time ever was my appendicitis. Dude, that is the weirdest experience. Like, yeah. I came back mid-conversation with a nurse when she was wheeling me out of the room. I'm talking. I was like, oh, shit.
Who am I?
We're that talking about
so
our son.
Funny. Yeah. That's so crazy because you're literally just on freaking autopilot. It's nuts. But I will say this. The first time that I went out, I was like 18, 19. I had an endoscopy done where they like look down your throat. As I had this like weird thing going on where I lost a bunch of weight. And I was like, it was ended up just being really bad anxiety, I guess. But we thought it was maybe something to do with my throat or my stomach. I don't know. So when I came back from that, I was like messed up. Yeah. Like I was on some good drugs. But this time when I came back, maybe it's just because I'm a little bit more seasoned. Oh, God. But now.
Don't incriminate yourself.
But now I came back and I'm just like, what the fuck? I was expecting to feel great. I was expecting to feel euphoric. I came back. And I'm normal as shit. I'm like, this is bullshit. I've been way higher than this before.
You know what it was? It was the fucking alpha brain, dude.
Oh. And alpha brain and elk meat really are keeping me on top shape.
Hell yeah.
The drugs stood no chance.
With all them elks you're dropping.
They actually took my phone away post-op when I'm sitting in their like the recovery spot. I was like Snapchatting Tyler. I'm like, this is bullshit. I'm not even high. they literally took my phone away from me.
Well, yeah, because you're sitting there talking about how high you are. You're sitting there Snapchatting. Yeah, bro, maybe I'm not high at all. Right in front of these dentists. You know, look at it from their perspective.
Was I talking?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I typed it out.
You did in one. One, you typed it out, but then you sent me one of you talking.
Okay, I didn't know that.
So maybe it was better than you thought.
Well, the room I came to, there was quite a few people in front of me, maybe 10 people in the room that I came to, and it was all like dental assistants.
Yeah.
Or whatever, like nurses walking around.
I just wanted to say when I was messaging Taylor before you went under, and I said, make sure you document absolutely everything. One very long video of him coming out, because you see everything all over TikTok and YouTube of these people really fucked up off of coming out of their wisdom teeth, and it's absolutely hilarious, you know. And I'm like, this is my time. Cody has spent the last 7 years of his life recording me drunk and doing dumb shit.
Yeah,
I said, this is my time to shine.
Yeah.
And Cody came out and he did not do fucking anything.
Just totally
normal.
I felt
very normal.
They probably hit him with the exact amount of anesthesia
that
he was supposed to get.
You actually knew what, you got somebody that knew what they were doing.
Should have whispered in his ear before he put you under, hey, give me a little extra.
Yeah. Hype it up.
Do it for the podcast. Hit me with a little extra.
That's so funny. I love how when they put you under, they like make you talk or like count down or whatever. There's different methods. Dude. But like, I remember the lady talking to me as she's putting this in my IV. She's like, how are you feeling? I'm like, you know what? I'm starting to feel a little looped up. And then all of a sudden, boom, I went black.
Yeah.
Like, I don't remember anything
so
after
when
that.
So when I went under, they were like, all right, so they're putting the shit in your IV, like you said. They said, the room's going to maybe spin a little bit here. And I was laying there, I'm staring at this lamp, and I'm like, no shit. I was like, you were fucking kidding.
Spinny boy.
I'm swearing and everything, and then they're like, all right, countdown from 100, and I'm like, 99.
Just out.
Yeah. I wake up mid-conversation talking about the nurse's son with her. I'm like, oh, okay. So,
was he a pretty cool dude?
Oh, that's funny.
No, her son? Yeah. I have no idea what
exactly.
He was.
Or anything, you know? I figured. Yeah, I was pretty pissed off about that. But you talked about your alpha brain affecting your post-op or whatever. But I started taking alpha brain this week. And honestly, I don't know, kind of let down. I don't know if you're supposed to feel something different. But the second day, I got an insanely bad headache from it. Like, and I felt really, really shitty in the morning.
Did you get the pills or what'd you get?
Yeah, pills. Why? What else is there?
There's like different forms. There's like little shots, like 5-hour energy type things.
Oh my God.
Or there's like a bulk size you can get, or the pills.
I thought you were going to say it was like a fucking like a shot, like an IV, like you take a shot in your blood every day. No. Alpha brain, no. Just straight to the temple every day.
No, I'm against that. I'm not going to lie. If that came out, I probably wouldn't try it.
Controversial.
I probably wouldn't try it. To be fair, I haven't taken it in probably like 2 weeks, but when I did start taking it, I eased into it. Like I only took one because it says they're supposed to take two.
Yep.
I only took one for like a week. Also, I was reading a lot of reviews saying like, you're only supposed to take it for 5 day increments, like Monday through Friday and then Saturday, Sunday off, basically.
It says it right on the bottle.
Yeah.
It says right on the bottle, five days and take 2-3 days off. It says right on the bottle.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel fortunate. I get great effects from it, honestly. I take two at like 10 a.m. and I'm good to go till at least 3 or 5.
And then you take more?
No, otherwise I wouldn't be able to sleep.
Oh, okay. I was going to say. Yeah, I just cut down to one, just taking one a day. It's a big freaking pill.
Does it do anything for you?
I mean, I feel a little different, but it's not like, it's not like a massive difference. Like, I feel better. Feel more clear.
Here's the thing, though.
I guess.
Are you still drinking energy drinks or things with caffeine in them?
Absolutely, 100%.
Well, that's why you got a bad headache, dude. Yeah, you're supposed to like essentially replace energy drinks with it.
Really?
Really?
Really? Okay.
Well, yeah, because you're like fucking doubling up on stimulants.
Why,
dude.
Is there a shit ton of caffeine in those things?
I don't think it's a shit ton.
It's enough.
And it's like natural caffeine and anhydrous or whatever, okay. Caffeine anhydrous. So it's like the good form of caffeine or like the more sustainable form. But, dude, I wouldn't take it in conjunction with a bunch of energy drinks. I mean, I have like an energy drink every once in a while I have it, but I think it's supposed to like replace that.
Okay, I'll try that this week. How about that? I'll do no energy drinks this week, and I'll take an Alpha Brain every morning before I leave my house. But the big thing is that Alpha Brain says you need to have a light meal with it. So I was worried that I needed to eat, and I don't eat until I usually get to my job site.
Yeah, I would just take it when you get to your job site, because why do you need to be awake for your drive?
Are you fucking kidding me? That's the whole point of the energy drinks, is to get to the drive. It's an hour and a half drive to work, bro. I fall asleep while driving, bro.
This whole time, I thought you were slugging energy drinks just throughout the day. You're slugging energy drinks at like 4 in the morning?
5 in the morning, yeah.
Whoa.
Jesus.
Am I not
dude.
Supposed to do this either?
No.
No.
What?
Your body barely Jesus. Is awake and you're like giving it just a jump start?
Yeah. I thought that's the whole point of energy drinks.
No.
Literally,
no.
As soon as I wake, dude, there's been mornings where I've been like hallucinatingly tired driving and I will just like slam Red Bulls.
A coffee, maybe.
Okay, I'm learning about life here. I thought the whole concept of energy drinks is to wake you up in the morning.
That would be like a coffee, but an energy drink is like a midday thing, I feel like, or like or late morning. Yeah.
I literally have one at 5 a.m. every day, and that's it. I only have one a day.
That's bad, dude. I feel like energy drink is like a late morning, mid lunch.
That's
because
you don't
thing.
Fucking
like
wake up till 10, bro.
What do you mean? I wake up at 6 every day, Tyler.
I know you do. But is this really? I thought like
it's
all
groundbreaking stuff.
I feel like every construction worker ever doesn't know how energy drinks work then. Because that's literally how all of us get by.
Here's the thing is like all the construction workers I know that are old or are now deceased are not the longest living people I've ever met.
And maybe that has something to do
so
with
like,
it.
Okay. The fact that you're taking your health advice from like that career field is a little off to me.
Taking your health advice from a short-lived demographic? Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, here's the thing. Well, when it comes to like taking things also, the other night, I was thinking like I get really nervous about the painkiller situation with my mouth because I'm like, one, I don't want to get addicted to them. And two, like, I just really don't like that kind of stuff because I mean, it's just not natural. I feel like I'm really fucking my brain up and my kidneys and whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
So like I try not to take them. And the other night, instead of taking a hydro, because that's what I got prescribed was a hydrocodone. And instead of having to take that. I just ate a marijuana edible and normally I feel like that would be totally acceptable. However, whatever strain was in the edible that I got made me intensely feel like every sense of my body was like way high. And maybe I just had too much of it. I don't know. So like my face became
really bad,
like in so much pain that I just ended up having to take the hydro anyways. So this is like, we're talking, this is only like 7:30, right? And I'm already pretty fucked up. And now I got to take these pain pills that I don't feel pain. So like, I think it was like Wednesday night, the day after the surgery, I was in a lot of pain. I ended up falling asleep like really fucked up because like I took this so I didn't have to take the pain pill. Then I ended up having to take the pain pill anyways. So like I slept good. I just teleported 14 hours.
Oh man.
Jesus Christ. You have a problem.
That was good.
You need to come back good. So that we can put you on detox.
Put me on detox?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. I was trying to not take the pain medication because was what we're talking about. I don't know.
So you're lecturing me on how I drink my energy drinks, but at the same time, you're a person that you have like 1,000 milligrams of caffeine in the morning.
No, I'm done off that routine. I don't do that anymore.
Yeah, you used to give me shit, and I have like 150, and you did 1,000 a day.
Dude, that was a scary time because when I found that out, I was like, you know what? I realized that I think I'm having a little bit too much caffeine. I look like this pre-workout that I'm taking every morning before I go work out Monday through Friday is like 150 milligrams or 300 milligrams. I have two different ones. So if I take the 300 milligram one, like that's already kind of a lot.
Yeah.
Get to work. And sometimes I would have an energy drink. Well, at least for 2 weeks, it was every day. That's another 300 milligrams because of these rock stars that we got here. And then I'm having a couple of coffees in the morning right away too. So like, you know, we're talking, I'm at like 1,000 milligrams throughout the day, just in random stuff. And that's just like normal. So I weaned myself off of that, but that's not good.
That's high.
It felt normal. That's the scary part.
I want to say they don't recommend, they say like a limit for the intake of a normal human being should be somewhere around 400 milligrams.
Oh, okay. That's actually a decent amount.
Like a daily, daily limit.
Because the rock stars I have are 130.
Right.
Yeah.
So right. But you can get like some of them black rifle ones are like 300 milligrams.
AK-47, fuck you, coffee.
Yeah, those.
Love that idea.
Oh, that's so funny. Brent Pella, his skits are just hilarious. Have you seen that video, Dalton?
I have not. We talked about this before, but I haven't seen
it. It's so funny. You need to check
dude,
it out.
Oh, dude, you got
to
watch it. It's so funny. Yeah. It's great. So yeah, realistically, when I'm coming back to Pine, I think next month it sounds like.
Yeah.
Pretty much a month from right now, I'll be moving back. And I think what we should do is
we should start training on the podcast yet?
I don't know.
Oh no, I don't think so. Now I guess we are. I'm moving back. I'm quitting at You Betcha. Everybody knows. Honestly, I got no one to hide it from now. Once one person knows in Pine City, I feel like everyone knows anyways.
Yeah.
Outside of like our direct friend group, if one person knows, that's just like not really a close friend, then everyone knows, you know. I had so many people texting me like, "Hey, are you moving back?" I'm like, "Yeah, but I don't know how you know. People I haven't talked to in years, you know." So yeah, when I'm moving back, what I was getting at is I wanted to propose to you guys, I think we should start training for boxing. Oof. What do you think?
Oof. So,
I'm in.
this winter, we started the unhealthy people doing healthy stuff bits. But honestly, I'm down 20 pounds this month. Depression looks great on me. It's incredible.
month? You're 20 pounds in 1 month?
Yeah, dude. I've been losing I lost 5 last week. I lost 5 on Sunday last week, bro. Or Monday. It's Saturday.
Is that normal?
20 in a month.
Normal.
When you're 400 pounds, that's normal, dude. I could lose 10 in a day when you're this weight.
Okay. Yeah.
It's tough to maintain that
sense.
Beautiful figure, man.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. So
a gas station.
That's crazy.
So we need to shoot all of these unhealthy people doing healthy things because at one point I'm gonna be healthy and then that doesn't work anymore. But I really would love to do hot yoga and I would love to do boxing. Let's do it. Or Taekwondo.
I'm in.
Honestly, I think Taekwondo would be some baller shit.
Taekwondo.
Dude, no shit. I was trying to join a freaking Taekwondo gym when I first moved up here, but no one would do it with me, and I didn't want to do it myself.
You come back here. Let's let's do Taekwondo. Especially this winter, I will have time to do it. One of my my soils engineer guy at work, he's hiding it from everybody, not telling anybody, but we kind of got close.
You're putting him on blast right now.
Well, he doesn't. He's listened to a couple, but he started doing Taekwondo, and he's just hyping it up about how insane it is and how intense it is, and that he said if you take like 1 month of Taekwondo class or something, that you should be able to beat any untrained fighter or whatever. Just knowing basic ways to fight, he said.
I feel like you could do that by watching a lot of UFC.
Yeah, and it's not like I'm trying to fight. It's more in the working out aspect and stuff.
Like if it goes to the ground, I'm going for a triangle choke just because it's my favorite.
Dude. Triangle choke. He just a casual bar fight breaks out, and Dalton just busts out a freaking
leg around the throat.
Triangle choke.
He's pinning all of them.
One at a time, just walking up behind them, jumping on their back. Bitch.
I'm just hammer. I'm hammer fisting all of them, and Dalton's over here.
Oh, shit. Oh, I feel bad for that guy.
Yeah. So
skinny ass little legs choking him out.
But other words, I'm in. Is this a karate studio here in Pine, the one right across the street, or what is this?
I don't know that that's.
Oh, that is karate, right? Or is it mixed martial arts, or was that that was the one that was in the old strip mall?
I think it's
that was MMA.
I think it's either Taekwondo or karate. I'm not sure,
one of those two. The one in the old post office here across the street. That's Taekwondo or karate.
Is it only kids? For some reason, I feel like it's only kids.
I don't know. We could find out. We should have them on.
We'll never know. There's no way for us to find out. We'll never know.
It's just too far of a drive. We don't have communication. Yeah. So, I'm in. If you come back, let's do it.
Okay.
What's your plan? We're going to have on-tap boxing matches?
Yeah.
You going to get a promoter's license?
He wants me to fight Jake Paul.
Jake doesn't
say it's just martial arts. Okay. East Central Martial Arts in Pine City.
Who the fuck's Marshall?
Yeah. Oh, Taekwondo. East Central Martial Arts, Taekwondo. Literally right in Pine City.
Perfect. Perfect, dude.
I'm laid off.
You're back. We're going to be just insane. We're going to be absolute units. Bro, can you imagine what your calves are going to look like?
Oh, there is adults. There is adults. I thought it was only kids for some reason. Okay, so there is adults, and they're breaking cinder blocks and shit in this video that I'm pulling up here.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's I want to be learn. Able to break a fucking cinder block in one punch.
Right now, I can one sitting, I can break a cinder block right now. Wait.
Here's the problem, and the only hiccup that I foresee in the future. If we do get into Taekwondo, from what I understand, this is like a big time commitment. We're talking like 6 days a week.
Yes. I heard
you were there.
My buddy from work does 3 days a week right now. Oof. 3 days a week.
That's not bad. That's maintainable.
Yeah. And it's like an hour and a half or something. You know, that would be the shitty part is when I'm working, I wouldn't be able to maintain that because I get back so late. But
we got all winter. Dude, could you imagine
that's
the shape that we're going to be in? Unreal.
It's gonna be hilarious when we flashback 6 months later and I gained 60 pounds and I'm just big again. Yeah, we didn't do that.
You just put it all back on in muscle. You're just 600 pounds of pure muscle.
Dude, that'd be crazy. Like because I'm a very big person. If I like actually worked out and like bulked up.
You're probably one of the most physically strong people I know.
I'd be huge.
That'd be dangerous.
I'd be huge if I actually worked out.
I watched not to brag.
Not to brag. I mean, it's just he's actual. Bragging. It's just. It's just who I am. I mean, you can't deny that.
You don't walk around 6'7" as a not very strong person.
Well,
show me a
right,
weak
100%.
Show me a weak 6'7".
I've seen some twigs. I've seen some very skinny,
but
tall
they're probably
people.
Decently strong.
Oh yeah, I'm sure they've had to lift their whole height all. Yeah. You know,
waltzing around.
You think about the squats I do. You know, all this weight every day. My ass
the
looks
squat.
Incredible.
Yeah, just getting up.
Yeah.
Just getting up.
Yeah.
Shit. That's actually pretty crazy when you think about it, too, because I was just talking to someone the other day, and they're talking about, like, the difference in, like, why little people live longer, you know, like, just genuinely smaller human beings live longer. Just, like, we all got the same size organs, basically. I mean, there's obviously some proportionality to certain things, like your stomach and maybe lungs. I don't know, stuff like that. But at the end of the day, like, we all have very similar size hearts. And, like, to pump the blood through a wingspan of like 6 foot, 7 foot person versus like a 4 foot, 5 foot person.
Yeah.
That's a lot of blood travel every single time that your heart's just pumping that so much harder. Like,
that's why North Korea has it figured out with their army being all 4 foot nine males and females. They got it figured out, man. They're dialed in.
They also don't have to dig their foxholes as deep.
Oh, because they just pile them all. They just pile all the bodies.
Just less
in the streets.
Digging, yeah. Less digging, less eating. They're machines.
But they're
peak efficiency.
You're talking about all of the organs and everything being the same. So the nervous system of a human, I think I might have talked about this on the podcast before, the nervous system of a human is designed only for a certain height person, and it actually stalls out when you get to a certain height. So the world's tallest person was like 8 foot something.
Oh, yeah.
Couldn't feel his feet, couldn't feel his hands.
Yeah.
And he actually died because he got a small cut on his leg or something and bled out because he couldn't feel it.
Ugh.
He couldn't
feel it. I remember reading that in
Kane.
He's huge.
Yeah, massive man.
Yeah.
I remember reading that in Guinness Book of World Records 2003.
Yeah.
They have like a mechanical version of him that stands up. I saw it on TikTok the other day. He like stands up next to like a dude that's like 6 foot, and it's just like towers over him. It's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I don't want to switch gears 90 degrees here so fast, but let's highlight the fact how anti-TikTok Dalton was just like a couple months ago, and now he's all in.
I'm not all in. I mean, it occupies a little bit of my day.
Did we not?
I mean, we kind of all were anti-TikTok.
Very, very long time.
It had a weird start. It was a very weird start.
I don't know if it had start. I think their advertisement had a weird start.
Yeah.
Because all their advertisement was that really weird.
Yeah.
You know, this really freaking weird dances was their advertisement. And it's like, this is stupid. But then you realize how in-depth it goes, and it just sucks you in.
Yeah.
I mean, it's sad how addictive it is.
They got a pretty good algorithm. They give you the shit you want to see.
They know what they're
doing. The comedy and all that. I love it.
Yes.
Yes.
When I realized that it wasn't all, like, super cringy content, like the dancing and shit. When I say cringe, I say, like, dancing shit. What I like is, like, the funny cringe.
You love
cringe. I love the funny cringe shit.
Yes.
And that's my whole feed is funny cringe shit. Legitimately.
Yes.
I love it.
No, it's great. And it's an amazing platform for all creators. If anybody watching, I mean, so far they just added all this paid advertisement shit that I think is going to ruin TikTok, but
pay to play.
Yes.
Taylor and I were talking about this today. So we went to see Quinn92 and Ty Verdes in concert 2 weeks ago or last week.
I've gotten very into Ty Verde. That's like, I've been listening to a lot of his shit lately.
I have no idea.
Verdes is unreal. Like, his songs are good. Just like good feel good type
very
music.
Very uplifting.
Just like shit you would hear on KDWB, basically.
Very uplifting.
And what we were talking about is like, it's kind of crazy because they booked this tour, obviously, like last year. So they started advertising for the tour last year. That's when we bought the tickets. But in between the time that they booked the tour and when we saw them, Ty Verdes has a much bigger following than the headliner of that concert that night. So, like, he was the opener, but he's way bigger than everyone else that's performing. So it was like this weird, weird, like, mental thing for me thinking, like, holy shit, like, the TikTok era of music is, like, really blowing it up. And this came to me because we were listening to SiriusXM earlier today, and the guy on the radio said, like, this song came out in 2017, but because it's popular on TikTok now, we've been playing it a lot. So here it is. I don't remember the name of the song, but it's a popular sound on TikTok. So all of a sudden, it went from not even on the Billboard charts ever to now it's like number five. It's like, what?
It's
a sound on TikTok.
Yeah.
I was telling Tyler, like, the second win that country music has gotten because of TikTok.
Yes.
Country music is
like the Morgan Wallen era, specifically.
Yeah.
Like,
or Brooks
that's
and Dunn,
unreal.
Who were, you know, kind of at the end of their careers, they're doing casino tours.
Yes.
And then,
yes.
And all of a sudden, they're huge again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
I want to bring up Benny Blanco. Not saying that he's not big. Benny Blanco is very popular, but some of his songs that he released 15 years ago are just became a massive trend on TikTok. And he's literally sitting there. He's like, a song that you made 15 years ago is now like top three on the billboards. Like what?
Yeah.
Like it popped up because some kid is like, man, this song is good. And makes a TikTok to it and it becomes a trend.
Yep.
And it just takes off, you know? And that's so
cool. I mean, like when you find, 100%. When you find one sound that just like fits really good with the video and it's really funny or it portrays like a good feeling to the viewer, it just freaking blows up. Mm-hmm. And then other like thousands, millions of people are using the same sound. The sound goes up and then you're like, oh yeah, that song's stuck in my head. I want to hear it. So then you go on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, you play the whole thing. And then they start making a shit ton of money from it again.
Yeah.
Sometimes these have already done a multiple round thing. Like another Benny Blanco one, Mike Posner, Please Don't Go.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Please don't go. Yes. Go. That song, dude, that song's been popular like 3 times.
Yeah, it was massive when it came out. And then now it just got massive again. And but at the same time, I feel like it's messing with music because artists are trying to make songs that will go viral, you know?
Right.
They're like trying to make catchy shit. You know, this is what rappers have been doing for a while is the fucking, they want catchy songs. They have no context to their songs. They just make catchy songs.
I feel like that's all pop and everything before TikTok anyway. Even country was going.
How about fucking Soulja Boy, Rick and Morty?
I was literally just going to say that.
I don't know what any of that
is. Rick and Morty.
He just
says Rick and Morty. There is a verse in it, I think, but it literally just says Rick and Morty.
Absolutely horrendous.
Rick and Morty.
Yeah. It's all he says.
It's
Rick
super
and Morty.
Popular on TikTok.
Is massive that what that, when people just are like saying it to like a casket?
Yes. And if you listen to the actual song, that's what it sounds like. Him just saying Rick and Morty, Rick and Morty, Rick. Yeah, where they're like singing, singing to my dead aunt until she comes alive. Singing,
I don't know the name of the song, but my little brother showed me a Kanye West song. Off his
Donda?
New
trash.
Off his
Donda
new album.
Is disgusting.
It's that song, and it's like women singing in a chorus, and then all of a sudden he's like poopity scoopity boop boop. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh no, that's an old one. That came out a couple years ago.
Whatever.
Yeah. Scoopity whoop poop. So there's actually a meaning behind that, from what I understand. So Jake, this guy that I work with here, is like a huge Kanye simp.
Yeah.
And so like he was telling me that sample was actually supposed to be used by Drake.
Yeah, this is what my little brother told me.
And him and Drake got into like a big beef. And so instead of like letting Drake use the beat, he's like, fuck it. I'm purposely going to shit on this track so that he can't use the beat.
Yep.
And it's going to absolutely blow up. So it's like a double slap in the face. Like not only did I not literally say anything on it, but it's going to make the charts. And you won't be able to use the beat.
Yeah, yeah. And it was like what is he opening up with this next verse right here, though? Or some shit?
Yeah.
And then he just spews nonsense. I was like, oh, dude, that's fucking hard.
That's great. But
if you thought that was garbage, you're going to hate Donda. Like Donda, the song on the album.
The Donda Anthem is what it's called.
Okay.
It's the
is it Donda or Donda?
I have no clue because literally I was like, hey, I don't know. You know, the new Kanye album came out. I might as well listen to it. It's the biggest craze. And I'm like, I'm going to listen to it front to back because a big thing for me is that back in the days, back in the 80s, 90s, you know, for forever, albums were a whole movie pretty much. You were meant to listen to this album front to back. They had a story. Even the old Limp Bizkit albums, incredible. If you listen to them front to back. And so I'm like, okay, I'm going to start at the beginning and go through. First song of the Donda.
Same.
It was Donda Anthem. And it's just a lady, not even Kanye, going, Donda, 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 Donda. For fucking
goofy.
3 minutes,
goofy,
bro.
Man.
Three minutes.
Okay, so Jake, the guy I work with, the big Kanye guy, he was telling me that actually is, so his mom's name is Donda or Donda, whatever, and that's why the album is named that. She just passed away recently, and that was her, they say Donda or Donda like 56 times or whatever, 58 times, and that was her last 58 heartbeats in the exact cadence of the heart monitor that she was on when she passed away in the hospital. So that was her heartbeat, and that is the song.
Well, thanks for making me feel
it has
like
more
fucking
meaning.
Shit.
So, like, there is more depth to it, but, like, at surface level, I hated it. When I first heard it, I'm like, this is ridiculous.
Jeez.
Like, put this out as a clip on Twitter or something. Like, this doesn't need to be a song.
Yeah.
But that's how Kanye is. That's how Kanye is. Like, they're like his whole life is literally the music. And he, at the end of the day, he's a marketing genius. He's worth multiple billions of dollars. And that's why we aren't. I mean, realistically, people listen to it. Mm-hmm. It sounds so stupid, but people listen to it. And I'm sure that's a high played song on the album. Honestly, I don't freaking know. It's the first one. So like if you listen to it front to back, which I know a lot of people do that are big Kanye simps, they're going to listen to it every time they listen to the album.
I never got through the first song. I never listened to the second song. I was never big Kanye. I hate Kanye.
I know you've gone on record saying you're not a big Kanye guy. I listened to the first like maybe five songs. And I really only like the song he has with Jay-Z. I think it's called Jail. I really like that Jay-Z verse on that. But on the flip side of that, big controversy because Drake also came out with his Certified Lover Boy album.
The same day?
Which is, no, it was not the same day. It was actually, I don't know how this all shakes out. There's a lot of speculation. Like he dropped it on day that Kanye was supposed to drop it. Donda, but Kanye dropped his first because he didn't want Drake's album to overshadow his. And there's all this big controversy. They have big beef. So apparently Kanye tweeted out a screenshot of Drake's home address on Twitter also.
Jesus.
And then deleted it right away. But obviously people screenshot that shit.
He kind of
but that's the
it.
Thing is like, yeah, exactly. So like Kyle from Nelk was talking about it because he's from Toronto too. He was like, that's not even really that big of a deal because everyone that's from Toronto already knows where Drake lives. Yeah, so it's like, whatever.
Those aren't the people you got to worry about.
Exactly. And also a dude like him. Exactly. Again, a guy like him, multi-billionaire. You try and tell me he doesn't have any security? Like a normal person's going to be able to get into his house?
I don't know, man. They got into Eminem's house.
Look at
Oh, really?
Yeah, this was last year, I think. Somebody ran into his house.
Oh, shit. I didn't even hear that.
Yeah.
Did you see the FaZe Clan stuff? Person broke into the FaZe Clan house a while ago.
No.
Yeah, just busted.
What happened there?
It just like came in the house, was just hanging out, you know, and these are all millionaire people. Pretty crazy shit.
What's the deal with the FaZe Clan thing though? Are they gamers? Are they content creators? What are they?
I think they're kind of both at this point.
At this point, FaZe, they started out as a gaming thing.
Yes.
My brother was big into them, you know, 6-7 years ago.
Enough FaZe Rug is really branching off to make kind of like a whole community, like, content and everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which he's another marketing genius. I mean, he's really good at what he does. Funny guy.
I know he does a lot of collab videos with like a lot of really big YouTubers. I see him all over the place.
Absolutely.
And that's the thing. That's why we got to train Taekwondo, because when we get some friction rolling with this podcast and we get our videos that we have ideas for put out and we start getting millions and millions of dollars, we need to be able to fight these guys like Jake Paul.
Bro, we're already 25, bro. You trying to fight him when we're 40?
Maybe Eddie Hall break a bicep again and Tyler can step in and fight.
The Mountain?
Bjorn.
Why is Eddie Hall out of that? I haven't seen anything on
that. Yeah, he tore his fucking pec off or his bicep or something. And then they substituted a guy in there.
Dude, no.
Hathor looks ridiculously slim.
Dude, they both crud a lot. Did you see what Eddie looks like right now?
Yeah, just chiseled. Dude,
they're shredded.
With a detached bicep or whatever.
They're shredded. It's crazy how they're so dedicated to what they're trying to do. Because like when they're training for World's Strongest Man, they're just massive.
Bulk.
Just
monsters.
Massive bulk. And then they're training for fighting and they absolutely cut down so much. They're like, they look like they could be fast.
They could probably touch their fucking backs again and
when they're,
pick
things
up.
Yeah, when they were World's Strongest Man, they were probably extremely slow at throwing punches.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
It would have been horrible.
They cut so much weight to be, you know, you're strong and where you need. Fuck, dude, that fight would have been incredible.
It's still going to be, if it ain't one rounder, it's going to be a mess after two.
Yeah, they'll get tired for sure.
I don't care how much. You're so big. You're so big at that point.
I get tired.
At what point does it get like sort of tedious? I mean, okay, what's the separation between like literally psychopaths who are just like obsessed with the wrong thing to the people like that who are literally just obsessed with being in the gym? Like in order to be in that position, you got to work out every single day of your life.
Yeah.
All the time. Like all of your awake hours, all of your waking hours are literally spent in some way, shape, or form, bettering your physical appearance or your what you can do, basically.
Your calorie intake, all that is tailored towards.
I will straight up say the separation between the two is that one is like killing animals and murdering people, and that the other is in the gym.
It's an addictive. What it is it's an addictive personality. Yeah. Just picking something that's not bad for you.
Sure, it's not healthy.
Well, yeah, okay, not bad for other people around you, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. So look at like examples like world class athletes like LeBron James, Michael Jordan. You know, like world class athletes. To get to that kind of level, you do have to like obsess about what the hell you're doing.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
you need to be dedicated.
So like. That's
is that what
crazy
Taekwondo
to me.
Is going to be for us? Is that what's happening?
Are you in?
Are we going to shape our whole life?
Are you in for Taekwondo?
I'll give it one try.
All right. Well, that's the thing.
One try.
I know the.
Okay.
My buddy was saying the first three lessons are free to try it out.
I just
is like, what I yeah, heard like at this could, place.
Really?
If we go in there and the dude's wearing like the American flag Zumbas, and like the yes. guy from
Friggin' Napoleon Dynamite. Napoleon Dynamite.
I'm if that's
have
the
you
case,
ever been
I'm in.
Roundhouse kicked to the face?
Yeah. Do you think someone wants to fuck with somebody wearing these bad boys? Yes, dude.
I think we'll be wearing like full on geese.
Let's go right? in there wearing that gear.
In
oh my
the
God.
American flag.
Yes.
Stuff? No, we can't make a mockery of it before we even enter.
We're content creators.
You can't do that to them.
Yeah, we can.
I don't think we'll be taken serious.
Yeah, probably not. Yeah.
Oh, maybe not. We'll figure out some way. We can sweet talk them a little bit.
Honestly, it would be a great video.
No, you're good.
I think it'd be a great video to unhealthy people doing healthy things. Taekwondo.
I said sweet talking, and I just remembered. I literally, I'm still in the sales game, dude. I'm just.
No. You selling
the
your car?
Sweet talking level came right back. Oh, I am selling my car right now, but last night we were downtown Grand Forks. And we were on our way home. We go through Taco Bell or Taco John's, right? The drive-through. They freaking shut off the speaker thing, like right two cars in front of us. So the dude, like two cars in front of us, comes back and tells everyone in line, like, yeah, they just said they're closed, so they're not taking any more orders. So everyone leaves. I just pull straight up to the window and I go like, hey, I know you guys are trying to close up shop. But here's the thing. I will give you guys an extra $10 if we can just get a little bit of food and then we'll just get out of your hair. I'll give you extra money. And the guy's like, we know, we're out of beef, actually. That's why we're closing early. And I'm like, you got any chicken? He's like, yeah, I got a little bit of chicken left. I got a little bit of chicken left. I'm like, perfect. We'll take whatever three things of chicken that you want to make and we'll give you an extra $10 and I'll still pay for all the food. And he's like, all right. And then literally handed us like three chicken burritos, went on our way.
Nice.
Sale done. No one else got to eat.
I thought you were going to say like he like hooked you up with like a bunch of shit. I was excited.
No,
for that.
I still paid regular price and then some. But
yeah, you're a good salesman, buddy. Good job.
He's the salesman.
I'm really good at buying high, selling low.
Absolutely.
No. And then I turned around and sold those chicken burritos for 10 times market value to the car behind me.
There you go.
Great.
I'm just kidding. I didn't.
Yeah. They're closed. Come get Cody's tacos.
Yeah, I actually have a sign that's like, they won't sell you any, but I will.
Yeah.
Supply and demand.
Talking about supply and demand or whatever, we talked about this week about you maybe buying that new GoPro and maybe trying to flip it. The new GoPro 10 came out this week on Wednesday. Was it Wednesday this week, the 10th? I have no idea what day.
Here's the thing. There's a lot less demand for it, or they've made a lot more than I originally imagined because I see them everywhere now.
Yeah, you got to be careful. Well, no, because isn't there some shortage of chips and stuff for all this? Or are they maybe they're using the same old chipset and they just are adding features on the other end.
Yes, exactly. I think, it is a new processor in the new GoPro, right? Okay. So I don't know how this works and what is shorted and what is not, but I imagine it might be the scenario they've had these done for longer than what the shortage was created.
Do you want to give a breakdown?
I underestimated.
I know some viewers probably don't give a shit, but do you want to give a breakdown of the new GoPro 10? Because it is insane. You've ordered one.
Oh, it's unreal. I did order one.
And it's an amazing price for people that are listening that want to get into videoing or anything. They're incredible.
How much is it?
It gets a little foggy. I think it's like $500, $499. But if you buy it on their website and sign up for this subscription, this like warranty subscription thing, it takes off an additional $100. And you get discounted $50 if you include something else. So I paid $349 for it, but you got to go to the website. I don't actually know how that works.
You have like a monthly subscription to like GoPro Plus or something then?
Yes.
Yeah.
That you would need.
Yeah. So you get like unlimited.
But it's
you get unlimited cloud storage, two camera replacements a year, $50 a year. Yeah. And you also get 50% off of some accessories or a percentage off some accessories. So like I ordered a bunch of accessories all at the same time, but my camera and a bunch of accessories with it was only $500, which I think is great. Considering that this camera, the quality that this thing shoots at, it's like 5K, 60 frames a second.
Yeah.
That's freaking real.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
The one I'm using right now, the GoPro Hero 8, it's 4K 30 at max.
30, so twice.
Yes. So
that's twice.
Well, that's another thing too. The 8 was another fucking groundbreaking camera when it came out. I remember the smooth, like the stabilization in the camera. Unreal. And so like that got better in the 9 and it got better in the 10 now.
Yeah.
So like they have this thing where like there's this tilt. It's like some feature. You can tilt it up to 45 degrees, but the camera stays perfectly level. Like the what you're seeing stays level, but the camera can be at a 45 degree angle.
Yeah.
Dude, it's going to be
insane.
So I plan on getting one solely to go snowmobiling with it. And I'm absolutely, I'm pumped to take some snowmobiling videos with this thing because the stabilization and everything, like you're saying, is incredible. I mean, it looks like you're on a straight gimbal, you know, all the time. So it's going to be incredible. So hopefully we can shoot some awesome videos. And I'm planning on getting Cody into some snowmobiling so I can get him to come along on video because I don't know
the problem
about videoing.
We're getting into the season where buying a snowmobile is not going to be cheap because now is the time to sell them.
Where you're selling your car, buy a sled right now. I should have bought you one at Heydays. There was great deals at Heydays. Should have bought
actually.
You. Yeah, pretty good deals. Could have got into a nice. You sled said for like $4,000.
You said you were gonna fuck with the Sea Boys at Heydays. Did you see them?
Yes, I seen them, and there was no opportunity to fuck with the Sea Boys because their line was insane all day Saturday, all day Sunday until they closed up shop. But talk about
crazy
disrespect, fucking disrespect of the kids, because not to them, to the kids, but their fans, you know, their whole demographic, I'll come up and say it, their demographic has got to be like 16-year-olds.
Okay. And I don't know what any of this is.
So they're a massive motorsports.
It's a YouTube channel.
YouTube channel.
Okay, all right.
And they're pretty big. They're over a million now. And they got these really nice cars. They got a brand new C8, a red C8 Corvette that they had sitting there. And they have four-wheeler races and shit going on, so there's dust flying. So a bunch of dust got all over their C8. And then these kids are writing their names all over the C8 in the dust. They're all they're writing shit all over the car. It's a $130,000 fucking car, and these kids are writing on it. Dude, I would have lost my shit. I would have lost my shit on these kids. Like, how disrespectful.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
And they probably didn't even know.
No, they don't understand.
Yeah.
But you don't write on another person's vehicle. You know how, if you watch any of their videos, you know how expensive that vehicle is. And they just don't understand, you know, even if you scratch the paint, you know, it might be very minor, but that's still somebody else's vehicle. You don't write on it, you know, and it's like on their spoiler. And when I was there, they had this black spoiler on a red Corvette and the whole spoiler was just people's names. And when I was there, there was a kid writing his name and then he takes out his phone and he's taking a Snapchat, you know, to put on his fucking story that my name is on the C-Boy's $130,000 car because I'm a fucking bitch. I was pissed.
Tyler, tell us how you really feel.
I was pissed.
Don't hold
that's
it back
disrespectful. And if you're at a car show or anything, don't touch. You put your hands behind your fucking back and you look.
Yeah.
You appreciate that person's vehicle. That is not your vehicle. How I feel. 100%.
Ask permission.
It is funny.
Yeah, you do not touch anything that is not yours.
So I honestly have not consumed any of their content up until the last like 2 weeks, 3 weeks. And I watched this video that they just put out, I think like yesterday or 2 days ago. And it was their post Heydays video. They like went dirt bike riding. And one of the guys on there has a like almost brand new bike, like a 2019 something. I don't know a lot about dirt bikes, but he like it was all fucked up. Like it wouldn't run. And they come to find out that all the bikes that they had sitting at Heydays, people like pulled spark plug wires, fuel lines, whatever. So like when they went to ride, they like all the they thought like one of the bikes or two of the bikes were fucked up, but it was actually just people like pulling spark plug wires and fuel lines and shit.
That's funny shit.
Literally the biggest problem with having your demographic that young of people. But when you're that big, you're gonna have shithead people. Like even I'm big into Cletus McFarland. He said he was at a show last week. He was racing. He was 100% in it. And a dad wanted a photo with his kid. And he said that he's like, just wait a minute. You know, they're getting ready to race in a competition. And this dad, I guess, lost his shit on him. Like how disrespectful. He wouldn't take a photo with his child. And it's like, dude, these people are fucking people still.
He's not obligated respect to take a photo with you
yeah,
at all.
Yeah, respect them. And he's there to compete. He's not there to, he's very nice and takes as many photos as he can. But people just don't get it. Some people are so self-centered right. and selfish. They don't understand. You know, it's like we're on top of the boys. We just get hammered with people wanting photos all the time. It's like,
yeah,
buy me a beer.
Yeah, bro. I mean, when you see us out in the bar, like, of course we're going to take a photo with you. But, like, if you got something else going on, just, like, give us a break. Give us a break.
I don't think that's ever happened. No. Actually, it has.
It has happened.
Yes. Oh, God, there's cops. The fair, it happened at the fair. It happened at the Webb Lake parade for St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, okay.
Kind of a big deal.
Yeah. You do have a sticker with your hat on it.
I do, but that's because we paid.
Here's
to make
the thing.
It.
Out of all, let's say, five of us, Jake and Tucker included, I think Tyler is obviously the most recognizable. Like, even if they are big fans of the podcast, I don't think me, Dalton, Tucker or Jake are going to get recognized. Maybe Jake. I feel like Jake is pretty distinct, but I feel like Tucker, Dalton, and I just look like pretty average guys.
You're pretty normal white guys. You gotta switch up. That's why Cody 100% always needs a mustache and needs the top of his head shaved. 100%. That's what you're known for. Dalton, I don't know. Yeah. You gotta do something.
Nah.
Mutton chops.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
The chops did look good last winter, though.
When I did the right here.
Yeah. Ass.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Car salesman vibe is what I was trying to go for there.
Yes. The chops.
It worked well.
That was good shit.
You need a signature.
That was good shit.
Everybody needs a signature.
So yeah, with that being said, we obviously this is the big reveal. I'm moving back. We're gonna be hitting on tap here 10 times harder than what we did before. We got way more experience now, I would say. What's this wee shit? I got a turd in my pocket.
I don't have 10 tons of experience. I got 10 tons of experience talking on camera, but you got the experience. You got the know-how now.
What episode did you say this was? 56?
56.
Yep.
You got 56 times more experience.
No. When did you leave?
Yeah. You've been on every episode, you said.
Yeah, but you left at like episode, what, 23? No, it had to be 30, 40. We've barely put any out since you left. 40.
Yeah, it was something like that.
Mm.
But what I'm saying is we're all seasoned now, and we're ready. This was just a setup. This was all just a pre...
You got your dictionary out? What the fuck are you looking at?
I don't know what I was going to say. It's all leading up to us taking this thing interplanetary.
On tap 4.0.
Absolutely. Yeah, on tap 4.0.
This is the perfect time, new season. We should do a set change with you back.
Yes, we should, actually. I'm down 100%. You know, I was thinking about this the other day. I think maybe we do a brick background, or I don't know. What do you guys think?
I'm in brick background, wood panel front of the desk. Just massive change. All right.
Just switch it up.
Because I really enjoy this desk. I feel like we really killed it with this desk. I don't know how to make this desk better. I mean, if it was a little more official, but I really like this desk.
I can't remember what's behind this wall. Was it just regular brick?
It's the
it
cinder,
was white painted
cinder shit.
White
just
painted
paint
block.
We just paint it different color.
It still looks shitty though.
Yeah.
Does it look shitty behind
it? It looks like that wall right there.
That ain't too bad if you paint it.
We have a time lapse of it, the old setup on the Instagram page. We did a time lapse video of putting it together. I've been showing people that a lot lately.
You should post that up.
Pretty sweet.
You should repost.
Oh yeah, I'm sure still.
It could be a good TikTok.
Yeah, I
could
probably
even.
Just screen record it.
Fuck it.
That's not a bad idea.
You ready for a hard transition?
Yeah.
Speaking of urethras, did you guys read that article I sent you?
Oh, that's funny.
Dude,
yes,
did you get a chance to read it? You didn't.
When did you send
it? So just
read
us the headline.
I don't even know what you're talking about. I'm sorry.
Read us the headline, Dalton.
I don't know what the headline was. I don't want to pull it up because I got the GoPro running on my...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
But basically...
I have it pulled up right here. Okay. I'll just say the headline quick. Teen gets USB cable stuck in penis in backfired attempt to measure length.
What?
Now, here's the thing. Is he trying to measure the length of his ween? Or the length of the USB cable, or what? I don't know. What is he measuring?
I think he's trying to measure like how deep that shit goes in there. So he shoved, and then the weird thing is, so if I'm going to use this cord as an example, they said both ends were sticking out, so that means he stuck that thing in like this.
Hold it in, bro,
like that.
Whoa! How big is his urethra?
He hot dogged it or whatever. Remember?
hamburger. That'd be hamburger.
The cable.
That'd be hamburger.
Hangaber. So he. Dude, the photo, I'm imagining you're going to put up some photos here.
I don't think we can post photos of a child's penis. No,
it's not. It's an x-ray.
Okay.
It shows the cable. It's like it went in and then just became a, like when you put your headphones in your pocket.
Oh, no.
It's just a ball. So you couldn't get it out. So it's stuck in there. And apparently from what I read, this is what I gathered from the article, he like started peeing blood. So he tells his mom, hey, I'm peeing blood. I need to go in. To the doctor, and he gets to the doctor, and he says, I want to talk to you without my mom present. So then he tells them, and they're like, they tried to get it out, and they're like, listen, we got to send you to, like, the big boy hospital. And they had to, like, They had to cut into his gooch, go in there from that end, and get it out.
What the fuck?
Yeah, dude. And they show a photo of it after it came out. It's a disgusting-ass photo. I was like, dude, this is the most detailed article ever read. Bro. It was like the New York Post or something, right?
New York Post, yeah. Get this. The first sentence of the article, he backed up his hard drive and his penis. A UK teen had to undergo emergency surgery after a banana's attempt to measure his manhood resulted in him getting a USB cable lodged in his urethra. The phallic fiasco reportedly began after an unnamed 15-year-old boy was, quote, triggered by sexual curiosity and inserted a USB wire into his urethra per a Winsworthy study published in the medical journal Urology Case Reports.
Oh my God, dude. So we don't know when this took place, but honestly, you could probably date it off of that USB cable because it's like USB to USB A. It's like a weird ass big USB cable.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's dude.
Awkward. Dude, it's
unreal.
It's just crazy. I mean, I understand the sexual curiosity of a 15-year-old, but dude, there's been a massive controversy ever since anyone started measuring penises. Where do you start? Where do you end? Where do you measure from? You know, and this guy, he totally changed the game. And he's like, you measure from the inside out.
Did you just slur and make a pun at the same time? I think you said totally changed the game.
I will say I did that on purpose, but I did not. But
he totally changed the game.
So. This guy starts from, he measures from the inside out.
Oh,
you measure
God.
From the bladder out.
From the, dude, the photo makes you cringe. It's like,
what is
how?
It? Because for it to have enough room to tangle up like that, it must have
dude,
been
and
in
it's
far.
Tangled up
I really need to look at this photo. You said you already had it. Are you going to edit on this or are you going to wimp out?
Yeah, yeah. What photo do you want to see? Because I can just show you right now. I have it
the
on my laptop.
The x-ray of it all tangled up.
The x-ray of it all tangled up.
Ooh,
that's
I don't know
for,
if can make
for
it
your
out
viewership.
Put it closer. Put it closer.
For, yeah, like,
shove it in the camera.
You can't
for
see
the
it.
Other,
whoa, that's
for the
crazy.
Viewers.
I can't understand. I can't see it. Actually, have my phone scotch taped to a tripod right now.
Oh.
6 feet away from me. It's a very small phone.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. Never mind.
Sorry.
But anyway, I thought that was an absolutely bonkers story that I read like 5 minutes before I left my house when I was coming here. I was like, I got to send this to you guys. This is wild. And I was going to consult you because I was like, oh, God. Is it going to have already been on 93X? But it was posted.
I haven't heard that.
It was posted at like 8:30 a.m. on Friday.
We're cutting edge.
So it'll be posted on Monday, and then we'll be the ones copying them on Tuesday.
Yeah,
so.
It'll be on 93X Monday morning for sure.
Yep.
Jesus.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're right at an hour. Should we wrap this thing up?
I think so.
Works for me. I'm getting sick of listening to you through this audio.
Shout out to Trent. I think he's opening booking. Trent Schultz.
Oh, okay.
Backwoods Tattoo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Backwoods Tattoo.
He's opening it on Monday.
If you want to get a tattoo by him, September 20th. Yep. 2 days. If you want to get a tattoo by Trent, The one who gave Tyler his "Hello, my name is Tyler" tattoo on the podcast. I don't remember what episode number, but if you haven't watched that or the video on our YouTube, the behind the scenes, go check it out. Yeah, that's gonna be good. I already talked to him about it. I'm gonna book a tattoo with him. I think if you guys are interested, we should plan around the same time. We just go out and hang out with him,
bro.
Yeah, for sure. I've been thinking.
This is literally my only tattoo, but honestly, I've been contemplating what it'd be like if I just got a fucking sleeve on my right arm.
Just don't get trees and
don't
stuff.
Don't get trees and weeds.
Because then every guy your age, you'll be like, bro, what's up?
Maybe he can do something and make that look fucking wild.
That's what I wanted him to do, but I don't know how he feels about other people's work interfering with his work.
He covers up that shit all the time. Dude, ask him what he can do. I bet you he can do some wild shit.
I do plan to talk to him.
Yeah, that'd be
that
sick.
That is what I want. I already
did. Let's hit it up.
Yeah.
Let's do it up.
I'm down for that. Make a trip out to Michigan for him.
Fuck yeah.
Make a little video out of it. Yeah. Keep your eyes open. Like I said, next month we're going to be hitting this really hard. So we're going to come up with a lot of other content. We're going to talk into other videos and potentially other podcast avenues, other
miniseries,
whatever.
Well, I'm still working, buddy. I'm still working.
Well, you got the winter. We got the winter coming.
We got winter coming.
Winter is coming.
Oh, so keep your eyes peeled. If you like the episode, please give us a like and share. We really appreciate it. I'm sorry. I don't want to sound cliche, but it actually does help us get
more
viewers.
You have to, for sure. The easiest way for us to grow is by word of mouth, for sure. And TikTok. So follow us on TikTok.
And TikTok. Yes, absolutely. 100%. Okay. All right. Well, thanks, guys. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Do good and whatever.
Thanks for listening to On Tap with the Boys. Be sure to follow us on social media and stay updated. Tune in next week for another episode about Tyler's problems.
And next week, Cody will be in studio. Is that correct? That's still going on? Was that next week or the week?
Correct.
After? All right.
Next Friday.
Week, Cody will be
next
back.
Friday.
Special guest. Goodbye.
Later.